Hi, welcome to Live and Run with Dorcas, activating the inner man through it and action. So today's episode, I decided to record from outside and it's a bit windy and breezy, but I hope you guys enjoy this segment. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Live and Win, activating the inner man through weight and action. I'm your host, Dorcas Perry. Remember, this podcast is a hub for mental health awareness, motivation, purpose, and identity building, not forgetting everything in between. Stay glued. Hi, welcome to Live and Win, activating the inner man through weight and action. I'm your host, Dorcas Perry. So today's episode is very exciting and educative. I have someone who's been doing a lot of community work. She's an advocate, she's a public speaker, she's a teacher, she's everything, and she's a preacher lady. She'll do the introductions herself. Hi and welcome to Live and Win with Dorcas.
Thank you so much, Dorcas, for having me. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So my name is Astrid Achipowe, but I'm commonly known as Astrid Hanna. I'm a media personality, a PR personnel, also a certified advocate for SGBV and REP, a founder of Youth Care Foundation, and so on and so forth.
All those titles. Girl, I'm jealous.
I've forgotten others.
You've forgotten others. Okay, I'm sure you'll be able to tell us by the end of this episode.
Yes, I will.
Okay, so how have you been?
I've been okay. How have you been?
I've been okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. I thought we are in March.
I know, like, this is the first time we're meeting. I think the last time we met was at the ladies' dinner.
Yes, exactly.
And I enjoyed your speech, by the way. I was like, I have to invite her on this podcast.
Thank you so much. I also enjoyed your speech because I've been working on my brand. You talked about personal branding, so I've been working on that, and it's awesome.
Thank you so much. Okay, so today I thought of talking about something which is kind of cardinal, youths and development. A week ago, we were celebrating Youth Day, and I noticed to say many young people are giving these speeches on how a youth can be innovative, on how a youth can be creative. So to start with, I would love you to explain what development is, by the way, and who a youth is, so that we can start from there.
Okay, so I'll start by explaining what development is. So development is a process that creates growth, progress, positive change, or the addition of physical, economic, environmental, social, and demographical components. So there's a lot
of those definitions for interdevelopment.
Yes.
So it can be economical, it can be
social,
political.
Yes.
It's all development.
It's all development.
Okay, great.
And then a youth is a person between the age of 15 to 35.
Oh, I thought it was 36.
No, is it 35 plus?
Yeah. 35 plus, huh?
Yes, 35 plus, which can be 36. And we always have different definition of youth. Personally, I always tell myself to say I'm a vibrant youth. I'm energetic, enthusiastic. So a youth is a person who is energetic, who is able to do something that the other people cannot do. So as we put it with development, a youth is supposed to be positive, a youth is supposed to be energetic, and a youth is supposed to contribute something to the development of the community, wherever that person is. It can be maybe in political development, a youth is supposed to contribute something, because I believe that when young people rise up and make a difference, the society embraces them. And so as young people, we need to make positive changes to from where we come from to where we are going.
Okay, great. So you mentioned something very imperative, that a youth has to be energetic.
Yes.
But I've seen some youths who are lazy, kind of, for lack of a better term, people who are not doing anything, but they're youths. So can we still categorize them as youths?
They are youths, but they're just lazy. They are youths, but they're just lazy. And you know, for young people, we need to step out there and work. Imagine I'm seated at home, and then I've got a lot of responsibilities that I need to do. I need to maybe to pay for school fees, maybe I need to pay for other bills. I need to go out there and work. Yeah, it's hard for you to find work these days, but personally, I always tell people, people this. I mean, full-time employment. Mm-hmm. But I always have something to do. What am I doing with my talents? What am I doing with my gifts? What am I contributing? Do I have a business idea that I can do? Yeah, I know it's not everyone that can do business because some people are meant to buy. Yes, some people are meant to buy. It's true. But yeah. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. What talents do you have? I've seen people doing art. Mm-hmm. They're making money out of that. I've seen people being in fashion, young people being in fashion, mm-hmm. and I see them succeeding. When I used to do TV, I had this lady who came through for interviews, and I liked the way she did her presentation, the way she told, she was teaching how to sew, the way she said the thing, how she started and everything. And I got interested from 2019 till now. Whenever you see me with a chitenge or anything, I buy from her because I know she's a youth that is making a difference. So what are you doing? You don't need to sit down at home and do nothing. There are people who are good at baking. You bake and then you advertise those things. Every month a person celebrates a birthday or maybe they've got something that is going on. So what are you doing as a youth? So as youths, we're not supposed to be lazy. We're supposed to be energetic, enthusiastic, and we need to make a difference from the community where we come from.
Wow, interesting. Still on Live and Win with Dorcas. We'll be back shortly. Still on Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through word and action. I'm still chatting with my lady over here, the preacher lady, the community worker, the CEO, and the public relations manager. So, Astriana, we're still talking about youths and development. So, taking into consideration that we're in a country which is developing, there's still a lot of things that young people might encounter as they're trying to be, you know, innovative or creative. So, I would love you to share more about how best can a young person in our country, how can they just step out and say, this is what I want to do, but then how do I go about it? Looking at the challenges that we usually face.
Okay, so the first thing you should ask yourself is, what do I want to do? What mm-hmm. can I offer? How best can I offer that thing that I want to do? Mm-hmm. You ask those questions because I've seen a lot of...
Do I ask myself or ask people?
You ask yourself first before okay. you step out.
Because I have to ask people, like, who am I? What am I supposed to do?
No, you ask yourself those questions mm-hmm. because you just can't step out and mm-hmm. start doing... Just because Dorcas is... maybe Dorcas is into consultancy mm-hmm. and then I'll be like, okay, I think I can go in those lines as well. Mm-hmm. I can go in that area because there's money. The question you should ask yourself is, are you passionate about it? Mm-hmm. Because I've seen people who are doing business, they're passionate about what they do, even if they don't make money on that particular day. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow they are going to wake up again and do the same business. Mm-hmm. So you need to ask yourself questions before you start. What can you do? What can you offer? And what area are you good at? You know, you can't be good at everything. There's mm-hmm. that certain area that you're good at mm-hmm. that you can develop yourself in that area and make a difference in that area. So when you ask yourself those questions, mm-hmm. then you can start. Before you start, as you ask yourself those questions, before you go out to the market, make sure you plan. There's always what we say, come up with a business plan or business proposal. Mm-hmm. Do that plan. And then you can also come up with a marketing plan. I do write business plans and marketing plans for people. Yes, I'm approached by different people to say, we want a business plan. And I've seen, when I don't know, I'm but not...
Sorry to cut you short. I feel like you looking for someone to write a business plan for you, it's a bit expensive.
Yeah, it is a bit expensive, mm-hmm. yeah, but...
So how much do you charge? Okay, don't ask the price, but is it something which an ordinary citizen, like me, an ordinary person can afford?
Yes, it's something that's...
Because if my business is worth, maybe I'm investing a 2,000 and you want to write a business plan and you charge me a 3,000 for it, I mean, how am I going to...
That's too much. Because I also want to help the young people, and mm-hmm. I feel like I can help them mm-hmm. in the area that I can do better. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do write business plans for free. For people, I'll just be like, okay, I'm just going
to write
it. What's
the criteria for you to write everyone?
Maybe when you attend one of my events, then you definitely.
Okay, so I'm definitely attending the event which is coming. Is it on the 2nd of March?
The 2nd of April. Yes.
I'm attending that one so that I can get a free business proposal as well.
Yeah. So you need to do that. But also, if you want to learn on how to plan, mm-hmm. you can. there are a lot of I've seen adverts on Facebook, everywhere. You know, you need to utilize social media. Mm-hmm. When you go on social media, look at things that can make you grow. Mm-hmm. Follow the people that can make a difference in your life. Learn from them. I always tell myself to say, you know, you need to move from the comfort zone and go to the learning zone. Mm-hmm. When you move from the comfort zone, then you are going to see what you're capable of doing. But when you sit in your comfort zone, you're just seated, you're comfortable where you are. Don't be too comfortable where you are. Learn from other people. Mm-hmm. Learn from other people. And then that's just more like a stepping stone for you to go ahead. Make sure you plan. Planning is very important, Dokas. Mm-hmm. I've seen people whereby they just start without planning and then you just it fails. So planning is very important. You need to plan. Have a plan on how you're going to start. Whichever business you're planning to do, whether you're planning to have a company limited by shares, you've got individuals that can come on board and you want to start up, plan. Planning is very important. So I know it's very difficult for you to just wake up and you know, we want to be great overnight. You want to be great overnight. You know, it's a process.
We want money
overnight. It's a process. And money indeed. Won't just mm-hmm. come overnight, Dokas. Mm-hmm. It won't just come overnight. Even the plans that you are doing, you are making, they won't just come overnight. Mm-hmm. But how best you execute them, how best you go about them. Mm-hmm. What's your target? You need to know your target. Where are you going? I'm so happy that we now have the Ministry of is it small SMEs? Mm-hmm. Yes. SMEs, yeah. Yeah, we've got the Ministry of SMEs, which is just like an open door for us young people. We've got the Ministry of Technology, which is just an open door for us young people to also embrace technology. We need to embrace technology as young people. Recently, I was approached by a person from South Africa who was asking me about what's happening in Zambia. Do you have the Ministry of Technology? And I was like, yes, we do. And then he was asking me, how do you think it can work? And do you think it's a good thing? I was like, yes, it is a good thing. Because we young people, we don't, most of us young people, we don't see the importance of technology. There's power in technology. Look at what's happening. We are using, you just use your phone to book a taxi online. You use your phone to transfer money. The bank that I'm banking with, I just use my phone. I don't need to go to the bank. Why should I go there? I just use my phone. That's technology. So you need to embrace technology as young people. In small businesses, small businesses, I know it's only starts small. As you are going, you're growing, you're having customers. You know, you need to have at least you have, there's a place where you have potential customers. Those potential customers, they're not your customers, they're just potential. They ask your price. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to look so don't be like that. And then from potential customers, we have customers. Mm-hmm. From customers, we now have clients. Mm-hmm. Clients, now that those people that you call, despite me not making money today, I know that Dokas is going to come and buy from me because Dokas is my client. From a client, that person will become your advisor now. They advise you to say, Dokas, you need to do this for your business to grow. Mm-hmm. That's how you start. So you need to start small. You start small. Yeah, there are some times where a big opportunity comes. Embrace it. I've seen people, Dokas, where the person didn't even just the person just had a plan only, and then he or she was asked to say what can you do, and then the person provided a plan and the person was funded with money.
Sorry to cut you short on that one. You know, there's this famous saying that young people like to say nowadays, it's about connections. For you to make it, for you to find funders, it's all about having those connections.
Yes.
Do you feel like there are certain people who have connections?
No. There are people who don't even have connections. And I've seen people... things to wake up. I've seen people making it in life without connections. I think also it's our mindsets, mm-hmm. because we've just put it to say, for you to do something, you need to have connections. Mm-hmm. And I heard someone say, for you to just get a job in Zambia, you need connections. What's connections? It's not how, it's your mindset. You know, when you just go, what do you want? I know it's even, okay, even the circle, our circle, we find that, you know, Dokas does this, Astrihana does this, Machuda does this. You have that eager to say, I need to also work hard. You have that zeal to say, I need to work hard. It's not always about connections. People are making it out there without any connections.
Okay.
Yes.
So you mentioned something very cardinal about networking, having a circle of friends who are doing different things, and you know, being able to go to someone and say, you know what, I'm doing this, can you support me, can you do that? But I have also seen instances where despite you having that circle, people still won't support you, but they'll support someone who is outside that circle.
Yeah, definitely, that's true, because that has been happening to me.
Okay, so tell me about it.
Okay, so I've been hosting programs online. The first program that I hosted was in 2020. I hosted the practical guide session when I launched the practical guide session in collaboration with my NGO Youth Care Foundation. So we started this session before even the pandemic of the coronavirus. We used to meet physically, then we invite different speakers, they speak. So we have those practical guide sessions, and then at the end of that, we give out certificates. So it was all good in the beginning, but you know, those people that they say, I'm so supportive, I'm going to come, they don't show up. And I'm like, well, yes. They don't show up. I'm like, where is that person? So, and I've been learning from
also,
that.
Also, before you go, fam, that's what I wanted to bring out. You know, that people who would want to do something, but then the support is not there. People will promise you, okay, I'll attend your seminar, but then they don't show up. That's very discouraging for someone who's just starting.
Yeah, it's
so
very.
How best can someone just keep on with that motivation to say, whether there's one person in attendance or two, where two or three are gathered, how best can young people just overlook, you know, this discouragement when it comes to people not supporting you? I think that's the big thing.
Yeah, and it's so I don't know what word I can use, but talking from experience, you find that you put in your efforts for young people to attend, your circle to attend, to at least support you, and then you find that only three or two people, even one person attends, and then be like, where are these people? Where are those people who are saying that they're going to attend? Mm-hmm. And then the funny thing is about, Dorcas have been hosting virtual events, and I've been having speakers from different countries. And the support from these countries is nice. The support is very nice compared to the support I'm getting in Zambia. And the way people are just sharing the events that you're hosting, it's very encouraging. But I see you host something, people don't show up. Please don't give up. Don't give up. I know that there's someone out there. There are people, even out of your circle, that would want to attend your event. Just because you invited this person and then they don't attend, and the event is even free, moreover, you're not even charging anything, they don't attend, don't be discouraged. You need to go out there, step. It's about you at the end of the day. It's about you. Work on yourself. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up. I always listen to, whenever I'm down, I do something and then I don't receive the support, I pray to God. And I listen to my favorite sermon, which says, don't drop the mic. I always listen to it and also read a book about it. I read it, Naisilis and Zaibenenga, because I want to be motivated and I want to keep going. And then that thing has been helping me. And I always tell myself to say, I will not give up. I will not give up, because I know one day I'm going to host an event. If it's going, that event is going to be at Government Complex, if that event is going to be at Mulungushi, and there'll be packed, there'll be people. If that event is going to be at the stadium, there'll be people that's going to attend. It's always that small. Just because you're not supported the way you want to be supported, you shouldn't give up. Sometimes we expect things that we shouldn't. Dorcas, you plan for something and then you people don't actually come because you're expecting a huge number of people, and then you find that only 10 out of 50 people attend.
So in short, someone has to be realistic with the target at the end of the day.
Yes, at the end of the day. And also, there's sometimes even your circle, the things that you're hosting, your circle is not interested. I'm like, okay, what am I going to benefit if I attend that?
Buying and selling of government bonds. That stuff.
Like you, recently you hosted something about this poultry.
The poultry farming.
I looked at
fish
it.
Farming.
Yes, I looked at it. I was like, okay, I'm not interested in something like this. But what I can do is that I can share it on my status because I'm not really into those areas. I would love to, but I'm just, that's not my area actually. But what I can do is to support my friend who is doing this. I can just share it because I know in my circle there are people who are interested in that, you see. Mm-hmm. So it's the audience that you have. But in as much as you have that audience, how is your support system like? Are they sharing? Just sharing on your status, like,
it does help.
It does help. You might never know who will look at it. Mm-hmm. You might never know, because maybe Dorcas, your friend or your friend's friends will benefit from it. You might never know, in as much as you want benefits, but the other person will benefit, you see.
Sure.
So don't be discouraged. It's just a matter of having right people.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you need to have right people, people that will encourage you. Even if they don't attend, they encourage you. When I'm going to make what I'm going to attend, but they don't attend, that's an encouragement. You feel like, you know,
imagine, yeah, you know what, but you know, they'll come, you just start counting.
They'll come.
So many people.
Imagine. And so, I actually hosted last year in May, I hosted. An event. It was a virtual event. Mm-hmm. It was free, and people asked me, "Are you charging for this event?" Because I invited prominent people,
mm-hmm.
and then as I did that, I did even the registration where people can register. I received a lot of registration. I used to call people, "No, the event is tomorrow." I send the link. The people were like, "I'm going to attend," and it was so disappointing to see people from Zambia. Only 3 people attended.
Okay, we're still on Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through word and action. I'm having a great conversation with Astriana. We're going on a break, but when you're back, we'll talk about some of the things that young people can actually get into, which are money bringing. You know, we want to be financially stable at the end of the day, no matter what we venture into. So we'll be sharing a few ideas on what I can do, you can do, and we can do at the end of the day, just for us to be energetic and productive youths at the end of the day. Still on Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through word and action. I'm still having a great chat with our public relations manager. So she'll be sharing on what you can actually venture into, something which we are sure of, there'll be a profit in this case. So, Astriana,
over to you.
All right, so there are a lot of things that we young people can venture into.
Mm-hmm.
You can start a business baking. I know the market is very competitive. There are a lot of people that are doing baking skills, teaching people on how to bake. And there are a lot of people that are doing businesses about baking. They make cakes, scones, and other things, just... There are a lot of people, but you need to set yourself, how are you going to be different? And you need to know your targets. Like I say, to say every month we have someone who's got a birthday. Even just on...
Weddings.
Yeah, weddings. Mm-hmm. Or every month, even every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Every day.
every day someone is born.
Yes. So how are you going to utilize yourself on that? You need to be different. I know people be like, niman bide wachita hivi. So my customers. But then you need to use social media. Social media to advertise. I've seen pages where they've got a lot of followers, and then you just pay a certain amount. I've even seen 20 kwacha, because I once paid a 20 kwacha to advertise my wedding dress on Facebook. 20 kwacha, and it's brought business, actually. More than that's 20 kwacha, I see. So you might never know who is watching. You don't know who is viewing. So make sure.
Sorry, I'm just curious about the wedding dress. So like, you started a bridal shop with just one wedding dress.
It's not really a bridal shop, but it's just a clothing store. So in that clothing store, I also do wedding dress hiring, and yeah.
Okay, so like, where did you get the wedding dress from? Was it a new one, or maybe you bought it from someone who had a wedding and that was like a startup for you?
Basically, so there was this couple. They are men, I don't know if you can say men of God, women. I don't know how to put it, but see, it's the husband is a pastor,
mm-hmm.
so they got married, and then that they bought a wedding dress, so they wanted to sell it, but then they gave it to me to say, no, you should just be using it to for business.
That's
yes,
great.
Yeah, so that's how I got it, and it was good, and happy that they actually thought of, instead of them selling it, they gave me to say, you should be making money out of it. So that's how it's all started. So you can do that.
There may be someone out there who's listening, and maybe they want to have a wedding in the coming month or months. How much do you hire this wedding dress?
It's just 1,000. Laundry inclusive.
Wow.
Yes.
Just a thousand. Oh, that's good. Any other things that you have for hire?
The wedding dress, currently I just do the wedding dress. It comes with the underskirt, veil, gloves, and laundry. Yeah, so those are the things that I have. But we've got a shop at Ndeke Mo. Mm-hmm. So you can come through and just look at what you want, maybe shoes, clothes, office wear, all those things.
Yeah. Do you have lay-by for some of us?
Yes, for some of you. Yeah, for some of you. Oh, yeah, we okay. do. So, and talking about that, you can also start up a clothing store. You can start it online. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just, there those, I know it's difficult for you to maybe start ordering just there and then, mm-hmm. but you can, there are thrifted ones that you can actually get nice thrifted clothes mm-hmm. that you can get. You start selling them, you advertise online. The way you package them, the way you put them when you're taking photos, people will be interested. Mm-hmm. Make sure you take good photos, you advertise on Facebook, advertise on your status, send to people who you think, and you can also target those people who work. You remember Zibatama Valama office wear. Go in town, get those office wear, order them, get office jackets, approach them to say, I sell this, yeah, maybe you'd like it. Some people don't even have time to go and buy clothes. Mm-hmm. So you can start up a thrifty store, online store, where you just do thrifts. As you grow, you start ordering now good brand clothes.
Interesting. So you've mentioned two things. We talked of the baking and the hiring of
wedding dress, and also a thrift store, online store. Mm-hmm. And also you can do content writing. You know, Docas, there is money in content writing. You know, mm-hmm. certain people are approached to just write an article or to interview someone, and then you write content, you create content for them. They get to pay you good money. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in, you're passionate about writing, you can do content, you can become a content creator, content writer. And I've seen people who do write good scripts. Mm-hmm. You write a good script, you can even sell that script actually. So you can venture into content writing online. You don't need an amount of money to say, I need money to open up in content. What?
I think the question is, where do we go with this content writing? Because I might be good at writing and I have written so many articles which are packed. Who do I approach for the materials that I have? I think maybe people are not clear on where to go to. So can we call you? Can we let you know that, you know what, Astriana, I have this good writing somewhere, it's been packed, but you've told me about how much money I can make from this, so how do I go about it?
Yeah, basically you can tell me, because I'm a content writer. I write for an online magazine, of which they pay me money for that. The article that I write, the contents that I create, they pay me good money. So you can actually, if you're listening and you have, you've written a lot of articles that you want to be published, you can actually approach me. You can send a request on Facebook, which is Astriana M. Chipowe, or maybe Docas will say out my number. You can actually call me, and I can help you just publish that content online. It all starts small, and when you get to a place where now people know the kind of content that you have and what you're capable of doing, they'll start.
The quality of your work.
Yes, the quality of your work. It's all about quality at the end of the day, because I can't get a content that is boring. I'm like, where is it going to take me? Or even the magazine that I write for, they don't get boring content. They know that if I give them content, a lot of people will go online and check the content. And it's not only in Zambia. Mm-hmm. It's actually outside Zambia. International countries get to see those things because it's online. That's the good part about online things, because it's everywhere. Everyone will see it.
Okay, so this brings me to the next question. We're recording from outside, by the way, so I've seen students are passing and the like. So there might be a person who's a student and they might maybe listen to this podcast and they're like, you know what, I'm just a student and maybe I only have 500 kwacha a month, which is my maybe allowance for a month. I don't have so much. What can I do, me being a student? Is that something that a student can do whilst they're still at school? Is there any money venturing activity that can be done with the little income that they have?
Yes, actually, a 500 is even way too much as a student. You know, students, the way it is, Currently, I want to venture into selling of fresh foods, and my target is the students. Do you know why? Because if I go order tomatoes, onions, vegetables, and then I go to those people that I know that they can't go buy those things, I go buy those things, and then I come and sell those things to them. Maybe some of them will tell me to say, I want you to be bringing fresh foods on Thursdays. I know that I've got a client on Thursday. If someone says on Saturday, I know that I've got a client, I need to go deliver vegetables to that person as students. That's what you can do. That's my advice, because I feel like I'm a part-time student, I'm a working student. So I'm in full-time employment, and also I'm a part-time student. So what I do, the colleagues that I'm in the same class with, I talk to them to say, okay, can I bring tomatoes? Can I bring vegetables? They tell me what the kind of vegetables that they want, and then I take to them. And then I've got other people also. They say, okay, on Thursdays, we want you to be bringing this thing. And that has been helping to my transport money. Like, I don't have to stress for transport money. I know on Thursday I'm going to make money out of vegetables. So that's 500 is enough for you to just start up with fresh foods. Onions, oranges. Approach your fellow students. But see, you deliver to them, you charge them. Uh-huh. Even if you want to charge them for delivery fee, you also charge them. So that's my advice. And also for that 500, you can actually, if you're a lady, you are interested in fashion, you can start up a thrifted shop, online store. Or maybe what you can do, you can make there are those traditional earrings. You buy those earrings. If you are good at art, you wrap them with chitenge material, and then you start selling them. You know, we ladies, we like fancy things. Mm-hmm. I want that thing. So those, and the way you market them, the way you are going to package them, the way you are going to take photos, because certain times when you see something nice, but the way it's displayed, the package, the colors, make it creative.
I think we should bring you again and Live and Win, so that you can tell us more about marketing, on how best we can actually market our products. Exactly. But just to add on to what you've said, what other skills or businesses can young people venture into?
So and then also others, you can actually venture into fashion. You can, if you are good at designing, you can do designing of clothes. That's good. And also, you know, charcoal. Mm-hmm. There are people who are interested in charcoal and they make money. That's a business.
But
my nails,
how am I going to do that? So
I usually admire those people. There's a young lady that I know from TikTok. She does charcoal thing, and she's been making money out of that. I've been following her, and I'm like, okay, this is actually good. That's just an advice. You just get to know about charcoal. And also, there are people who go to Siavonga. They get carpenter beans, those things. You know, you just try them out. You know, it's good to try. Mm-hmm. It's good to try, even if you fail, at least you tried. Not you're just seated to say you're scared of doing something. Try it. Docas, I've tried a lot of businesses, they've failed.
It's all about trying.
An extent of going at a mall, opening a very good shop, very expensive. It's about trying. You see, you try out things. If they fail, they fail. But at least I tried at the end of the day. You can, and I've seen also bloggers making money. Mm-hmm. If you're good at that, they're just people who are good at that. So you can actually make money out of that.
And people do spend a lot of time on social media.
Yes.
So
you can utilize that.
For some people.
And if there are those people, but some of us who are good with the camera, you know, the people are photogenic. Mm-hmm. People, the camera just loves them. You can do that. You just come up with something that you can be, and people follow you. I hear YouTube pays when you have a certain number of subscribers. All these social media like Facebook, when you have a huge following, people get to advertise on your page, and then they make money. You also make money at the end of the day. So there are quite a number of things that we can do as young people to be innovative. So yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Before we get into the last part of today's episode, which we'll be talking about the conference or the seminar that you'll be having on the 2nd of April, I just wanted to add on to the number of ventures you've mentioned. You know, people will pay for what is giving them value. So if there is a skill that you're good at, you know, if you're good at marketing, you can easily organize an online class and people will pay for it and you have something. Just bring a few facilitators on board and people will be there, because what we want is not to waste so much time on learning something. So I think online classes as well do help. We're still on Live and Wellness Docus, activating the inner man through word and action. I'm still talking to the public relations manager. So we'll get into the seminar that she'll be hosting on 2nd of April. She'll get to share more on that. There are so many people, Astriana, who've contacted me concerning charity works, how good it is, how God will bless you, you know, how can I take part? But only a few people know what's really involved. So she'll be shedding more light on if you want to be a very good community worker, because it's not like you just wake up today and say, okay, I want to do charity works. You just do it for 1, 2, 3 times, then you give up. So stick around. We still have her. We'll be back shortly. Welcome back, Astriana. Tell us about the online training that you'll be having.
Okay, so we'll be having the practical guide session under the theme
another theme, how to do community work.
Yes, how to do community work. I almost said working with the vulnerable children.
Because so that's the last theme that you had.
Yes. So on how to do community work. So community work is broad, and there is a lot that is involved in community work. So you need to know which area of community work, because I just can't wake up to say I'm passionate about community work. What community work? Nikudoba my paper. That's community work as well. You want to see the environment clean. That's community work.
Cooking working a meal for the orphans.
That's community work. So which part of community work are you passionate about? Mm-hmm. So we're having this practical guide session to doing community work on the 2nd of April, and we've got two speakers from Africa, one from Nigeria and the other one from Cameroon. These are young people that have been in community work for years, and the other person from Cameroon is working for an NGO, very big NGO in Cameroon, and he's got experience in different community work. So those are the guest speakers that we're going to have. It's virtual action, and it's free of charge. You even get yourself a certificate, because you might never know what that's a practical guide session will do for you. I once attended an online program, and I was given a certificate. That certificate helped me somewhere, because it was added as an advantage. So, she did this, she's got experience in this, maybe we should consider her. You see, so you might never know what you can do out of that. So make sure you find time to attend. It's just 2 hours, 2 hours only. We used to do
and
it for 3 hours. You just need to register.
We
just need to register. Just register your name, and then someone will get back to you. They'll send an email. Then on the actual day, you send you the link that you need to join in. And then you just attend, listen to the speakers, get to learn, have notes. I'm sure by the end of the session, we're going to give out handouts where you can actually go through, because, you know, as you learn, you need to refer to something. So we're going to give out handouts so that you, in as time goes by, you get to learn. If you want to do community work, you say, okay, my area is just working with the vulnerable children. My area is just maybe cooking for the street kids. That's community work. So it's very important to know such things, other than we just said, I'm passionate about community work, but that's what kind of community work you can go cheater. Because so we need to know. So we'll be having these powerful speakers, and I personally will be speaking, but I won't be the main speaker, although I'm the host, but I'll just talk about my experience and how best we can work with the community. Yes.
That's interesting. So there are certain courses which are free, but at the end of the day, you have to pay for that certificate. Is it the same?
For this one, it's free of charge.
So it's just free. Even for free?
For free.
Wow.
For free. F-R-E-E.
Free.
Free.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I'm going to attend that conference. I'm going to attend that lecture, because I am passionate about charity works as well. And I believe at times you might be passionate about something, but you just need that knowledge on how to go about it. And I feel like it might be, you know, a platform for me to network with other people who are into charity works.
Exactly.
So if there's anybody out there who's listening, please, you have to attend this conference. I'll be able to share your contact lines in your page, your Facebook fan page, so that people can easily get in touch with you and ask about this seminar that you'll be having on the 2nd of April. Any last words to the youths out there?
What I can say is that let us be productive. Let us be energetic. Let us be youths with a difference. Every day when I'm posting something on social media, I write vibrant personality, youth with a difference, because I want us youths to make a difference in our communities. Mm-hmm. I want us to, at least when they say Dorcas used to stay in garden and so we need to make a difference. True. Let us be there. Let us be a solution to someone. Let us not just sit lazing around saying, this is how the way it is. I have no job. We can use what we have to get what we want. And follow the right people. Have the right circle. Venture into different things. Have ideas. Write them down. Even the scripture says so, to say, if you have given a vision, make sure you write it down. Mm-hmm. Write it down. There's a reason why you need to write that down. That's vision down. Not just because it's going to be in my head. No, write it down. If you need to stick it in your bedroom, just do that. If you need to set a reminder on your phone, do that. Have something that will remind you that you are great. Have something that will remind you every day. And the most important thing, Dorcas, put God face in everything that you do. Pray about your plans. Pray about your plans. Everything that you're about to do, pray. Put God at the center of everything. And you'll see how God will bless you, and you'll be a blessing to so many people. You'll bless other people through you. God will impact many lives.
Interesting. Thank you so much. Though I'm wondering why she used me as an example and where I stay, but lesson learned. I don't know if that was a prophecy, but anyway, lesson learned. And remember, failing to plan is planning to fail at the end of the day. So be innovative, be creative, learn to network. There's nothing like connections. You just have to use the information that you have and ask from people who've gone before you. This has been Dorcas Spirit with Astriana on Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through word and action. Thank you so much for tuning in.